Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Also, we got Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey from the Tobacco Hut over in the Tampa area is with us as well. If that
what's
weren't enough.
Going on,
yeah, what's going on? You got a little spring water there going there, Jerry, today or no?
We may have some, yes.
All right. Yeah, it is moonshiner season, right? Or it's at the end of it. You're supposed to
it's
be.
At the end of it.
Right. So this is the time of year when you get to partake in some of the spoils from the season. Is that what's
going on? That is correct.
Or we like to call it quality control. Maybe.
Weather's not a factor.
Sounds a lot better.
Oh, no. Weather is a big factor.
Well, this stuff doesn't freeze, does it?
No. But they can't.
No.
You can't make it at this time because all the leaves are gone now.
Oh.
So they're.
I've got a jar of this stuff in my freezer, and it's awesome. It does not freeze.
Yeah. But you don't want to make this stuff. Not that he does, but you don't want to make it at this time because you have no way to mix in with your surroundings because it's a whole thing.
Camouflage.
Yeah. That you have to do, you know, right, Jerry?
That's correct. Plus, yeah. All the deer hunters are out.
Yeah, and you don't want to be out there drinking your spring water and getting shot. That would be a bad thing.
A bad day.
That's a bad day. Yeah, and even, you know, the thing is, like fish, moonshiners, when they're drinking spring water, don't feel pain. Just saying. I believe that
way to tie that in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, moving on. We got Captain Cocktail, and that ties right in to this as well. Jeff Durode from South Florida Diving.
That's a heck of a segue. Captain Springwater. Excuse me.
Yes. Exactly. Well, he's not in the mountains of Virginia like Jerry the Diver Guy, but he might be, having a cocktail or two with a certain type of elixir.
I've had some of Jerry's spring water. It's quite strong.
Yeah, has a bit of a kick to it, doesn't it? But
it does.
I mean, it's mountain medicine.
It'll make the fish float.
That's right. Okay.
Does the word mule kick ring a bell?
Yes. Okay, we'll go with that. That's it comes in handy to alleviate the pain at the end of a day at DEMA. You know, your feet hurt. You just take a shot of spring
end
water.
End of the day, beginning of the day, middle of the day.
All right.
It's good for whatever ails you.
Yeah, they don't call him Captain Cocktail for nothing. So anyway, let's talk some diving. Because you guys been keeping pretty busy, I believe, since the DEMA show, haven't you, Jeff, or what?
Yeah. The weather finally took its foot off our throats, so to speak, and... Finally, we had some nice calm seas and good visibility and
good.
Warm and mild temperature, so it's not so hot. So it's actually very, very, the water's still, you know, close to 80 degrees, but it's not 90 out at least, you know,
right.
For the boat ride out. So, yeah, the conditions are really, really good right now.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to do our annual Santa dive. We were thinking about getting CJ to do drunken underwater Santa, but as you explained to me earlier, I don't know if that legally will work.
Well, first of all, I don't know what you mean by having CJ do this. What kind of nonsense
what?
Is
How
that?
How dare you?
I mean, there's been several people impersonating
That's
the Drunken
a secret.
Santa. There's been a lot of impersonators lately.
Pay no attention to the man behind the counter.
KC was doing Drunken Santa on the Turks and Caicos boat, and... You know, CJ was talking about, dressing up one day for something. I don't know what it was, but...
So is this like the unknown comic?
No, it's kind of like he comes out after, a few shots of spring water, kind of like the like Gomez for Walt DeMartini,
exactly.
Raul. Gomez is the first phase. Raul is like, oh, my God, look out. Someone's going to jail. But you know, the Drunken Santa might be along that line as well. But you have a Santa dive.
He might show up later tonight.
Yeah, we do. We do this annually. We have the same Santa every year. He's our underwater Santa. And this guy doesn't really need to do any makeup or add a beard or color his hair or do any of that. He's a natural Santa.
Well, he might have been at the DEMA show. There was a guy, you know, the Santa guy that we see at DEMA in Orlando every time was there again.
Yep.
And he's handing out cards like, hey, I'm watching
That's
you.
That's him.
Which is pretty creepy. But he's a super nice guy.
Did he hand them out to your mermaids?
You know what? He had Mrs. Claus with him.
I actually got one of those. I don't know how, but I did.
Yeah.
You did? Oh, no. It's that spring water.
No, he's an awesome guy. But he really is a real Santa. And he's a diver to booty, but he has the whole thing. He looks like this year round. But he has the beard, the whole thing. And so that's the guy you have come down and host the Santa dive in Pompano Beach. Is that what's happening?
That's him. He actually lives down here.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And he lives in this area, and he does it a year for us for free, and he enjoys it because he's a natural underwater. His white flowing beard in the current is really cool looking. And the photographs, everybody comes down, and they get their photograph taken with Santa underwater or on Santa's lap, and then we give them the photographs, and a lot of people use them for their Christmas cards every year.
Sure, sure.
That must be just like living in a real life-size snow globe.
Okay, could be.
Wow, have you been drinking the spring water?
Of course. Are you kidding me? It's happy hour.
Maybe.
Shake the globe. Shake the globe.
Shake the globe. Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, people want to know what Santa does outside of December. Well, you know, he hangs out in Pompano Beach and dives. So, there
he
you
comes
go.
Down from the North Pole and hangs out here in the sunny South before he has to go and deliver the presents in the Northeast.
Yeah. So what are you doing? When are you doing this? Is that happening literally this coming weekend? Or
it's not. It's December 2nd.
Okay. All right.
December 2nd, our morning trip. You can go on our scheduler, and I think there's a couple spaces left on one boat, and we're talking about opening up another boat for it because this year everybody's signing up for it.
You know,
the weather's so good.
Are you concerned at all with the current environment we find ourselves in when you invite people to come sit on Santa's lap that you might get into have some problems?
Everybody has
sign
to
this
sign
release first.
Right from the start.
Film everything.
I am not responsible for any groping, pinching, lewd comments, kissing, or anything else.
He said grouper.
Grouper, not groper.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. We have sunk into a new low.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. So, so that's December 2nd. Then the following weekend, is this right? The December 8th is the Winterfest Boat Parade? Is that what I read, or is it 2 weeks later?
It's December 9th.
Okay, all right, so it's a week later.
December 9th is the Winterfest Boat Parade. They have it every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a five and a half, 6 mile long boat parade that usually there's about 100 boats in it, anywhere from a paddleboard right up to a 150-foot yacht decorated with the theme of the Winterfest, and it's a great event to come down and see. You come down and do some diving and do that Saturday night. One of our boats in it. Actually, you remember you and I were in it 1 year.
Yes, I do, vaguely.
Tour radio boat.
That's right. Yeah, we had a good time.
You got on tape somewhere where your the song you had. What was it? Born in the USA.
Dive in the USA.
Theme, right?
Yeah, it was Dive in the USA. We did a Springsteen parody, right?
And Greg sang it, guys. Believe it or not.
Yeah, we played it for like an hour and a half straight on the boat. Everybody was ready.
I never wanted to hear it again.
Exactly, you were so ready
until
to get off.
Until this day.
Yeah. All right. Well, the theme this year is Broadway. So break out your jazz hands and get ready because it's going to be a party. Give my regards to Broadway.
We have a couple viewing boats where we anchor and watch the parade. And of course, we have the one boat in the parade. I think the Chinese Cultural Center, again, has rented the boat out for the parade, and I think they've won something the last 2 years in a row, so they're pretty good. They do really? This dragon-looking thing on there with lights and LED lights.
Yeah, really, I've seen that. Yeah.
Really cool to see at night.
Yeah, there's some big, what's that Broadway show that's Chinese? Madam something? No, Tussauds? No, that's not it.
Miss Saigon?
Yeah, Miss Saigon, right? But that's not Chinese.
That's Vietnam,
either.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Vietnam.
Yeah. Oh, I knew I was close, but oh well. Don't use that theme.
No, at least you didn't say Ching Chong Billy Wong.
Okay.
We ought to have a scuba radio spring water boat, I think.
We're well lubricated already for it, that's for sure. SouthFloridaDiving.com. Go there and check out information on Jeff's stuff coming up. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I booked us on a trip and I go, we just got here. And she goes, but it was the only day I could get it, Bill, and it's going to be fun. The kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. And I go, what is it? And she goes, we're going on a shark feeding frenzy. Okay, wait. We're in a boat looking down in the water. No, that's the best part. We're in the water with the sharks. And I go, have you lost your mind?
Shark, shark, here comes a shark. Bit you in the morning and after dark. You know his bite is worse than his bark. He's gonna get you. Here comes a shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ, who's in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Casey from, he's in Tampa. Jerry is in the mountains of Virginia, obviously sipping some spring water, as well as, I see you broke into it as well, CJ, is that right? Did you do some of that?
I did have a little of that oatmeal cookie.
Okay, so you got some substance in you.
What?
Get some of that stuff.
Substance.
That's Springwater speaking.
Who's drunk?
Okay, so anyway, let's talk about sharks, since we just played the shark song.
Let's.
And now we know what they sound like.
Sharks scare me.
Well, then you're in luck because, you know, you could get a shark band.
They come out of the clouds.
Have you ever heard of that, the shark bands?
Band?
Yes, I've heard about the shark bands.
Yeah, what do you know about them, Casey?
The great white usually plays lead.
No, that's a different thing. That's great white. No, this is shark bands, B-A-N-Z. It's a wristband to deter sharks. Now, how many...
Is that the electric pod thing?
It is not. That would be the shark pod, which we've talked about that in the past as well. This evidently is a... I don't know. It's a take on the whole magnetic band type stuff that, you know, see, what's that golfer guy that was always pushing it on the infomercials?
Arnold Palmer?
Jack Nicklaus?
No, it was the guy.
Tiger Woods?
No, it was the guy with the, who acts like his golf club is a sword.
Johnny Carson?
You guys are terrible. No, it's not. Everybody's like looking at their radio right now. Come on, you idiots.
Greg Norman.
No.
He was the shark.
I think he's like Puerto shark, Rican or something.
Fuzzy Zeller.
That's closer, I think. I don't know. Fuzzy. But anyway, he was on those infomercials.
Fuzzy Shark?
And he would say if he wore those magnetic bracelets.
Fuzzy Bear.
It would make him perform better as a golfer. Okay?
That's a load of crap.
Well, I don't know. But these shark bands are using some kind of magnetic technology. And in theory, you know, it doesn't.
That's copper. Copper fused.
Yeah, that's right. That's the copper thing. But the bands are using some kind of magnets.
And it disrupts the shark's electrical field sensors.
Yeah, what do they call those things again? What's the technical term, Jerry? You're the scientist on our crew here.
Magnetic field?
No. I was looking for the Lorenzini. Isn't that what is it, the Lorenzini? That's what they call those little sensors on the sharks.
Didn't he do an episode of Star Trek?
Zucchini.
Zucchini is not it. But anyway, the you know, they have these sensors in their snout and of the shark.
Snout.
Well, you know, what do you want?
Pig.
Okay, what do you want to call it?
Nose.
Okay. Shark nose has these something Lorenzini or something.
Yeah, I think you're close.
It's part of the pasta family. And anyway, so...
Ziti, no. Capelletti.
They have
shells,
sensors, and they've shown that they are disrupted by like electrical fields and things like this. So they're thinking the magnets in these bands...
Fettuccine.
Would throw the sharks off of the...
Greg,
it is
Lorenzini.
Hello. Thank you. My favorite pasta.
I was just going to make you suffer for a little while.
Okay. But
what if it just irritates the shark and they get really mad and they just blast through the defenses?
Well, they could do that and you could lose a limb, I guess. But I don't think you're lucky. I mean, I just don't know if I buy that this stuff works. I mean,
there's only one way to find out.
And I'm not going to be the one to test it.
We slather Greg in shrimp oil and send him in the water.
No,
I like it a lot.
We just cut him.
I say you send him down with a meat necklace and put these magnets on him and see what happens.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, but if you want to take
making bleed,
if you want to take your chances, fine. You know, as divers, we usually like to get in the water and see sharks. So going down and trying to put on something that would make you avoid them would kind of defeat the purpose as far
as
I'm concerned.
We had sharks, Caribbean reef swimming through us every dive in the Turks and Caicos.
Right.
And they never even bothered anybody.
We couldn't get them close enough. I mean, we need something more of a shark attractant other than food. You know, something that would just make them more curious.
Maybe we could offer
hungry.
To scratch their tummies.
Do the tonic immobility trick thing.
Yeah.
But
stand
they have
them
to
on
get,
their nose.
Yeah, but they got to get them in close enough to be able to do that when they do that by bringing them in with food or bait and stuff.
And 30 years later, they're going to say you groped them.
Maybe.
And you're going to have to resign your Senate seat. Think it through.
Okay. Good point. So, I don't know. I mean, it would be nice if there was a way to bring in the sharks closer. I mean, when I went through my
footage
about from the Turks and Caicos... What?
A lullaby.
Well, you know, making sounds underwater is a trick. There's One of the theories, and I think, Jerry, you've done this before, where you take the water bottle underwater and crinkle it. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They say that if you take an empty water bottle and crinkle it underwater.
That sounds like a fish in distress.
Well, it sounds like a fish and its bones being crushed.
So it's like, lunchtime.
Yeah, exactly. And I've seen
The logic of that is pretty good, because when you're underwater, you hear all the popping and snapping and crackling of them eating things on the reef.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. And I've seen them react positively.
I'm totally doing that.
In that situation. However, and I will tell you, I don't encourage people to do that, though, because
please take your bottle back out when you get done.
Well, not just that, but I mean, just know you could rile up a pretty aggressive shark if he's in the area and he hears this and he rushes in. You're asking for trouble. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Just take your bottle back out of the ocean.
Okay,
just tell him. Just kidding.
Well, but the thing is, I've seen it done and it not work as well. So I don't know how consistent that technique is. You know, I
think we need to refer this question to Mike Scott. He would know.
Well, he'd make up something that sounds good, for sure.
How about Liz?
Oh, yeah, of course. Liz Parkinson over in at Stewart Cove. She's the shark lady. She would. This would be a good thing. But I bet she's like, you don't need to do that. We got sharks all over. And they're my friends. Sharks are my friends. They just see me and want to come to me. She is like a shark whisperer kind of thing. She has that old girl.
She would know.
All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, by the way, whether you believe these magnetic bands can deter sharks or not, I would say you don't necessarily need to buy one. Just go get a bunch of magnets at the hardware store, and you could just try it that way. Wouldn't that be the same thing? Wouldn't that mess up there, Lorenzini? Jerry the Diver Guy, what you're our resident scientist.
It should.
Yeah. You could
if they are powerful enough.
If they're powerful. So just get some like super magnets, throw them in your BC pocket if you're so inclined. And maybe that won't cost you more than a couple bucks.
What if you come across that tiger shark that has like a full suit of armor in his belly? You might pull him right to you.
Well, there's that. And if, you have anything magnetic on your BC, like D-rings or something, it might be sucking them to you somehow. You'd have to figure out where you put them. But I don't know. I just don't necessarily buy the whole magnetic field
Could
thing.
Could it freak out your dive computer?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out. And if it does, don't blame us. You were the dumb one to take our advice. Don't we have a disclaimer that airs before we air the show, I think?
I gave no advice, and it does not represent the
views of anyone,
of anyone on this radio station or any place else in the world.
That sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Interesting. All right. CJ is in the studio, and he did actually alert me to a story this week about some folks that found a cannonball that might lead to the Lost Galleon's treasure. I think this was off the coast of Japan or someplace. I believe the wreck of the San Francisco, a Spanish galleon that sank in a storm off of Japan in 1609. And
while ago.
Yeah, how would you like to be that guy? That diver that finds this.
Pretty awesome.
That would be pretty amazing, would it not?
Would.
We can dream and talk about what these guys found and what it's going to mean for them next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Don't you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica, Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
Right.
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me. Also, we got Jerry the Diver Guy in the mountains of Virginia. And at the Tobacco Hut in Florida, Newport Richey to be specific, Casey hanging out as part of the crew today. All right, so by the way, you know, we just played a little thing about Fiji diving. I don't know all the details just yet, and it's good to hear everybody is safe and sound. But the Fiji Siren, which is a liveaboard out there, I think they were working with our friends out at Voli Voli a little bit, too, where you go spend a week on land, and then you could board the liveaboard right there close to where the property is. It sank. That liveaboard out there is no more, evidently, is what I'm reading. So I don't know all the details just yet. I mean, the good news is everybody's safe. Nobody, you know, was hurt or anything from what I can see, but they had some incident with the boat, and it literally sank. So if you have plans to go on the Fiji Siren anytime soon, just it's probably going to end up being a land-based tour.
Dive only with Explorer Ventures.
Well, that's one way you could look at it. Or, you know, if you have that, just go hang out with Nick and Steve and the gang at Voli Voli. A resort, and you'll still have an awesome time whether you're on a boat or not. They have a fine operation out there. So
good news is there's a new artificial reef in Fiji.
Well, it may be. I don't know. It depends on where it sank. It might be out of depth range, you know, and maybe, you know, 100 years, 200 years from now, they'll find something from it, you know, and we have no depth limits because, you know, future technology will allow us to dive as deep as we want. Won't that happen?
No.
Oh.
Okay, maybe not.
Unless your name is Neil Watson, which yours is not.
Well, that's true. That is true. But, yeah, we're going to connect with Neil here in just a bit, so we'll get an update with him, see what he thought of the Dima show, as well as some other things going on in the Bahamas.
Or Megan Haney could make the dive.
Yeah, she would just free dive. She wouldn't even need any tanks. So true. But yeah, these guys found this cannonball from this wreck. And, you know, you see these stories every now and then, and it's like, gosh, that'd be so cool to be that guy. You know, it's a classic movie story where, you know, where it's Into the Blue, where the divers are going out for the weekend and they stumble across, you know, a shipwreck or something. And next thing you know, they're pulling up gold chain. And it don't happen like that. Unfortunately,
I just went down to get my watch, which I dropped. And what's this? A dagger.
Yeah. So I stabbed him.
Have you ever wondered, with all the little spot reefs we've been around over the different years and oceans we've dove, if maybe we swam right past a wreck?
No.
No, I have many times, and I'm sure that is the case. But the reality of that happening is like winning the lottery, you know? I mean, it just doesn't happen that way. These guys like Carl Fismer, my treasure hunter go-to guy, I mean, he's spent his entire life tracking down these things, and still it's 50-50 whether they find this stuff. But
I mean, we're lucky if we can find our way back to the boat.
Okay, there's that. So we should just be grateful for what we got, maybe. Maybe that's the game. But who doesn't want to be that diver? Seriously. Wouldn't you like, everybody would want to be that guy. I mean, I actually have some treasure that Carl gave me that you know, I don't wear it anymore, but I used to wear it because I was like, I'll wear this around my neck. And people will see it. Says, whoa, is that like treasure from...
Only when you're going to the discotheque.
Well, maybe. But, you know...
What is it with all these people giving you these extremely expensive things and just saying, here, Greg, take this.
Well, it really wasn't like that. It was pretty cheap. It was something he didn't want anymore. But it looked cool. And
so you're saying it had sentimental value.
Well, okay, not really. No,
but what
I'm
really
saying
to
is
say
not
to
him.
What he tells everybody that he found it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, people wear that stuff around their neck. You don't know if they found it themselves, and they sure didn't know it when they saw it on me. And I was like,
it doesn't count when you get the gold, the blue for the party store, Greg.
Well, it does if you come up with a good story, which is what I did. Yeah, it's like I had to fight off like 10 great hammerhead sharks to get to this piece of Spanish galleon. It was a Spanish galleon. It's from the Atocha wreck. Yeah, have you seen that on TV? Yep. Yeah, that's where. Yeah, it's from that. And it really was.
Tell them it was from that narwhal that attacked you.
Well, I didn't want to go like too crazy. I can't combine stories of treasure hunting and having a scar on my chest. Those are two separate incidents.
CJ, did Greg just said he didn't want to go too crazy? Was that on record?
Yeah, I think we got that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you can't come up with a good backstory and pick up one of these. Pieces of jewelry at any of the trade shows. If you go to any of the dive shows, they'll always have someone selling some of that Spanish treasure stuff. And you say you found it.
Me when we was actually looking at some of that.
I think me and Jerry were together when we found it.
Calling all liars.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's all about the backstory. You got to come up with a feasible backstory for your Spanish treasure. It's much easier than going out and trying to find it on your own.
It's all about the storyline.
It is.
You think that would impress the female persuasion?
I would think it'd be a good conversation starter for sure.
Sorry to blind you if the sun catches this just right, but I don't go anywhere without it.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, and the dive god has one, and he actually found it, too. His is worth lots of money.
Him, I would believe.
Yeah.
No one else.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you go up to someone you don't know and you tell them the story, they have no reason not to believe you, CJ. If they haven't heard this show.
And most people haven't.
Right.
So I like where you're going with this.
So
five people listening right now, notwithstanding.
Right. So don't let the truth get in the way.
So 99.999% of the rest of the human population you can get away with.
Right. Well, just don't let the truth get away or get in the way of you being able to impress folks, you know, and take on the moniker of treasure hunter.
So you either tell them you're part of the scuba radio crew or you tell them you found this gold, but never the two together.
True. And they're like, scuba what?
Yeah, you don't want to do anything that would distract from the believable story.
There's no radio show about diving. No,
that's
part
crazy talk.
That part's actually true.
Yeah, but you don't want to tell them that. That gives
it's the first and last radio show about diving.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway,
are we still on the air?
No. We signed off about 30 minutes.
Are we podcasting only?
Those last five guys checked out.
Yeah. So true. So true.
Is it 5 o'clock yet?
All right. Well, I'll tell you. The other thing that caught my eye this week that I think this could be a game changer for us divers, and that is a floating city. All right, I've always wanted to live underwater. I mean, The Abyss, the movie The Abyss.
Like Atlantis?
Yeah. Well, the movie The Abyss, they live in this, like, you know, big commercial mining facility underwater, like, you know, out of, it was crazy depths. And I thought, man, that'd be pretty awesome to live underwater like that. And then you have this, you know, you have
like
this,
a snow globe.
Maybe. But you'd have this wet dock where you just dive in and you could swim around when you want to take a break and, you know, outside instead of walking outside and walking around the neighborhood. You just dive into the
water. Boy, would that be rough to equalize entering the water at that depth?
No, you're already at depth because you're. No, you're already at depth.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't have to, would you?
Yeah.
Isn't that already at Key Largo, Jules Undersea Lodge?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They have that.
Hey, why don't we do a show from Jules Undersea Lodge one
well,
weekend?
Well, there's all this issues with...
radio waves.
Well, no, I mean the depth of...
Waves.
The logistics and of setting up those underwater habitats are pretty difficult,
getting
right?
electrocuted.
There's that. But a floating city. You know, you've seen those resorts out... In the Pacific.
So you don't mean like that are on above stilts. Water floating?
No, I do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These are like, you know, it's like taking a houseboat and multiplying it by 10. Because they're literally
it's like when you time
creating
all,
an entire
like
city.
When we were in Fort Lauderdale and they get all the floats. Boats together and hang out.
Yeah. But literally having it as a permanent setup.
So with like sewage and garbage pickup?
Well,
those components of a city?
The garbage pickup could be a problem. I don't know. I've not figured that out. But the sewage, yeah, I got an idea.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, their new study shows that more Americans are killed when they're taking pictures with their dopey machines than are killed by sharks, Miller.
You know what's really dangerous, Billy? Sharks taking selfies. Now, I was in Manhattan around a month ago, and I saw a thresher shark over on 6th, right near, you know, that donut shop across from Fox.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark.
Daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark.
Grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark.
That earworm brought to you by the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Our show, yeah, Scuba Radio. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio.
Damn you.
Just what we do, man. All right, Jerry the Diver Guy with me. Also, my buddy Casey. And by the way, just for the record, if you want to check out this floating city that I was referring to just a few moments ago, just Google this Floating Island Project in French Polynesia. And they have an artist's rendering of what they're planning to do. I mean, it's not living underwater, but you're living on top of the water, you know, and you could just jump right out and, you know, see. And actually, you know, I said, you know,
it's
if
like
you're living,
a dock or a man-made island.
But it's floating. So, you know, your scenery may change from time to time, which would be kind of nice.
It would actually be pretty cool because you know how anything floating on the surface attracts fish under it.
True.
So the city would literally attract thousands of different fish just living underneath it.
Good point. Very. I think it'd be an interesting little thing to do. So you can do that. And if you want to, you know, go live on this floating man-made island in French Polynesia, now you know what to do, all right? And you can report back to us, because I'll let someone else
know. As a side note, did you just bring us back to the show with a shark doo-doo song?
It's what we do-do. Moving on, we have Neil Watson, the dive god, on the phone. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Dude, I'm fantastic. Fantastic. How about you?
I'm great. Now, you know, it was great catching up at the DEMA show there, Neil. We had a great time there in the Bahamas Isle for the Junkanoo Happy Hour party. But how did the show go from your perspective as far as business-wise, you know, for your friends in the Bahamas and stuff, especially?
It was unbelievable. It was probably the best DEMA show we've done as far as writing business. I mean, we're booked almost up for 2019 for the Hammerheads.
Wow.
I mean, people were begging for dates. So, no, it was a great show for us, and pretty much the consensus on the whole Bahamas Isle is everybody was very happy with the show. Wasn't packed traffic wise, but it was a buy-in crowd. You know, it was quality over quantity.
They were there to do business.
Of course,
right.
Of course, when the mermaids are there and the free rum punch, we got a crowd for sure.
Yes, we managed to create quite a ruckus, as usual. And then the bonus was we had a puppet show. So
the puppet show, absolutely. Yeah. That was the highlight. Yes.
Yeah. And,
yes,
and
you
got to see the Neil Watson puppet. Yeah.
Yes. You proved to the world that Slate and I are dummies. So that was pretty cool.
Well, I don't know if that was the case, but yeah, the Neil Watson puppet was impressive. We're talking about recreating this magic one more time by shooting a video of the puppet show, Neil, so everybody can witness this, even if they weren't at the DEMA show.
Absolutely, I think they should. Very creative, to say the least.
I mean, your puppet was the easiest one to produce because you basically aren't wearing any clothes except a Speedo.
Hey, works for me.
Yeah, okay.
A Speedo and a banana.
Oh, yeah, there was a banana, too. But we'll leave that alive.
Well, when you refill, use a cucumber for the filling.
Okay, we'll look into that. But okay. but yeah, what about coming up over the next few weeks for the holidays? Are you guys doing anything special in the Bahamas? Like, you know, Jeff, I was talking to him earlier about, like, you know, the Winterfest Boat Parade. They got a Santa dive. Are they doing stuff like that over in Bimini, too, or what?
Yeah, well, actually, we did our first Hammerhead charter this week, which is normally we don't even start them until December. But we had a group over there. They absolutely insisted on adding a Hammerhead day to their charter, even though we said, look, there's a good chance you won't see anything, but we'll give it a shot. And Neil Jr. got three Hammerheads. It was a great dive.
Wow.
And what's really cool is you know, we recognized all three of the Hammerheads from the years before. So it's so cool that the same guys come back, you know, year after year. I don't know where they go for 9 months, but we're sure happy to have them back.
Well, there you go. Christmas arrived early in Bimini, it sounds like, especially for those divers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, typically you don't expect them to be there till, what, after the holidays or right about now is when they start coming in?
Well, I mean, normally we say December through March, but they're showing up early. Well, I don't know whether they're showing up earlier and staying later, or we're just out baiting earlier and they were there before and we didn't know it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they were there, and I think the Shark Lab got them a week or so before that. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited about
Hammerhead
it.
Season and is tomorrow, underway. Yeah?
Huh?
Tomorrow is what?
No, I'm just... Oh, actually, Jerry, our buddy Jerry Beatty, publisher of Dive Trading, is down in the Keys, and he's driving up tomorrow, and we're meeting Peter Hughes and his lovely bride at our buddy Jack's Steakhouse for dinner.
Ah, hey, you just had to get that little dig in at the end of the show, didn't you, Neil?
Had to.
Yes, that's a world-class steak restaurant, Jack's. Well, what is it called again? Jack's Prime. Jackson's Prime, right.
Jackson's Prime.
Yeah, yeah. Go visit it next time you're in Fort Lauderdale. You will thank us shortly thereafter. Well, Neil, thank you. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll end it at that. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.